Hello, word nerds. Welcome back. This is a new episode of the podcast called The Dictionary. Today is the end of May. I have a feeling that we will, starting tomorrow, June 1st, we are probably still going to all have to be in our homes unless you live in a state where there is a governor who's doing a terrible job, and I hope you don't, but they're out there. I don't know what to say. This is so insane what's happening, and there's a lot of common sense not being used out there, so please just use it. Okay. Do you like it when I talk about stuff like this, or my personal life, or whatever? Maybe I'll try and leave most of it for the end of the episode, if I have anything to say. The first word is billionaire. Noun. Oh, by the way, how was the last episode? Did you have any comments about Dave and Ethan? I recorded that 2 days ago, I think, from the time I'm recording this. Little behind-the-scenes information. I actually skipped the episode from May 29th because I thought that theirs would be more interesting, or the one that we recorded would be more interesting for them, instead of hearing Bill, 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 Billabong, Billboard, and Billboard. So I just recorded that one. Little out of order, but that's okay. Billionaire is the first word, B-I-L-L-I-O-N. The word lion is in the middle, A-I-R-E. It is a noun from 1844. One whose wealth is estimated at a billion or more as of dollars or pounds. Oh, it could be other forms of... Oh, that's just an example. Yeah, okay. 1844, is that when the first billionaire came to be? I will have to look that up. That's interesting. I just heard that, what's his name from Amazon, what's that phrase from Harry Potter, thou who will not be named something, that's not it, I know, that guy might be the world's first trillionaire because Amazon is making a ton of money right now. Is that fair? I don't know. I got mixed feelings about that. Okay, moving on to Bill of Attainder. Three words from 1787. A legislative act that imposes punishment without a trial. Next is Bill of Exchange. Three words from 1534. An unconditional written order from one person to another to pay a specified sum of money to a designated person. Next is Bill of Fare. Three words from 1631. Number one. The synonym is menu. That makes me think of food. I'm hungry. I need to eat after this. Number two, synonym is program. Now we have bill of goods. Three words from 1842. One, a consignment of merchandise. Number two, something intentionally misrepresented. Something passed off in a deception or fraud. Often used in the phrase, sell a bill of goods. Next is bill of health. Three words. I think we're all a little bit worried about what our bill of health is these days. This is from 1644. One, a certificate given to the ship's master at the time of leaving port that indicates the state of health of a ship's company and of a port with regard to infectious diseases. Ooh, that couldn't be more timely. Did you hear that when all this was going down? There were so many cases coming from one of the cruise ship companies that they had their own section, like in the computer system at the hospital, for where did this come from. I think it was like country or state. It was probably state, and then a cruise line, because there were so many. Anyway, ooh, I wonder if the person who was supposed to give those ships bill of healths screwed up. Probably not. I mean, people just bring it. The ship was fine. It was the people that are bad. That's a metaphor for life, for humans taking over this earth. Okay, a usually favorable report following an examination or investigation, as in, gave the criticized textbook a clean bill of health. Now we have bill of indictment, three words from circa 1530, an indictment before it is found or ignored by the grand jury. Next is bill of lading, L-A-D-I-N-G. This word came up a couple episodes ago, and I didn't know what it was. This is from 1532, a document issued by a carrier that lists goods being shipped and specifies the terms of their transport. Next is Bill of Particulars from 1831, a detailed listing of charges or claims brought in a legal action or of a defendant's response or counterclaim. No clue what any of that means. What that meant. Next, we have Bill of Rights. This is great. There is a great scene in that movie. That movie with that guy who plays the Wolverine. Mr. Something about that. I'll find it. I'll post a link or something. There's a great scene where he's talking to a six-year-old kid about the Bill of Rights, and it's great. This is often capitalized with the B and the R. From 1701, a document containing a formal statement of rights, as in a patient's bill of rights, specifically a summary of fundamental rights and privileges guaranteed to a person against violation by the state, used especially of the first 10 amendments of the U.S. Constitution. There's a lot of talk right now about the freedom of speech. I think I was listening to Mark Maron and his guest, they were talking about it. And it's really interesting because you can't really control anything and anybody can say anything that they want, and it's crazy. But then somebody wrote a letter in that said something like, it's not the freedom of speech that's the problem. It's nobody's accountable for their words. It's very anonymous, et cetera, et cetera. So it's more of the platform that's the issue. I don't know. Can something be done about that? Now we have Bill of Sale. From 1550, a formal instrument for the conveyance or transfer of title to goods and chattels. What's a chattel? Now we have, it's not billion, it's billon, B-I-L-L-O-N, noun from circa 1727. One, gold or silver heavily alloyed with a less valuable metal. Number two, an alloy of silver containing more than 50% of copper by weight. Next, we have billow, first form, noun from 1552. One, the synonym is wave, especially a great wave or surge of water. Number two, a rolling mass, as of flame or smoke, that resembles a high wave. Billowy is an adjective. I think of wind and trees when I think of this. Not water so much. This is from the Old Norse bilja, which is akin to the Old High German balg, which means bag, and there's more at the word belly. I once was sort of in a surge of water. I was in Hawaii. There were some people. We were sort of looking down. We saw all of the water go away because, you know, when a wave comes, it's sort of like almost like it's pulling the water that was on the shore away, and the water kept on going and it going and going, and it was being pulled way more than any other time it had been pulled away. And I turn around and I look up and there's this giant wave coming, and then it just crashes on all of us, and we sort of like, we don't even get a chance to body surf. It just tore us to shreds. But it was a lot of fun because we weren't hurt. It wasn't that bad. We were right at the shore, so I wasn't worried, but that was crazy. That was a terrible story. Now we have the word billow. No, that's what we just read. We have the second form of billow. It is a verb from 1585. One, to rise or roll in waves or surges. I did a lot of that. Number two, to bulge or swell out as through action of the wind. Now, that was intransitive. Now we have transitive, to cause, to billow. Next is billy, first form, noun from 1839. This is chiefly Australian and New Zealand. A metal or enamelware pail or pot with a lid and wire bail, called also billy can. By the way, billy is B-I-L-L-Y. This is actually a Scottish word, billy pot, which is a cooking utensil. Now we have the second form of billy. It is a noun from 1848. One, synonym is billy club. Number two, synonym is billy goat. Let's see. Why? I keep on losing my place. This is probably just from the name Billy. Now we have Billy Club from 1949. A heavy, usually wooden club. Specifically, a police officer's club. Next is Billy Cock. One word. Yep, that's what I said. Noun from 1721. This is British, and we just have the number three definition for the word derby. Next is Billy Goat, two words, noun from 1820, a male goat. I used to look like a Billy Goat because I had a long, longish goatee. Don't know if that's going to happen again. Next is bilobed, adjective from 1756, divided into two lobes, as in a bilobed nucleus. And the last word is bilocation, bilocation, noun from 1858, the state of being or ability to be in two places at the same time. I want that ability. Well, I have to pick Bill of Rights as the words of the episode because it's the Bill of Rights. And you know what? Maybe some people need to go check that out again and see what it says. Maybe I should go do that too, actually. I might learn something. This has been... Oh, I was going to say a little personal stuff, I guess. We've been watching some horror movies for my wife's podcast, Horse Talk Horror. We watched The Hunt. I don't know if I mentioned that. We watched The Platform, probably another movie that starts with the word the. We watched Vivarium, Absentia. We're still watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine sometimes. We watched this, or most of this documentary called The Hat Man, which is super interesting. Documentary is a little cheap, but there's some good stuff in there. There's also some not good stuff in there, but overall, it was okay. I'm not trying to be judgy. That didn't come out right. That is mostly what we've been watching. I think that's probably good. Still trying to catch up on podcasts. Hoo boy, that's hard. All right, this has been Spencer Dispensing Information. Goodbye.